The second half of the Major League Baseball season is fully underway. The Rockies salvaged the third game of a three-game set at home against the Dodgers in pretty dramatic fashion. 2 days ago, Charlie Blackmon, bottom of the 10th, nice moment from him. But really, it feels like the hourglass has officially been turned over on Trevor Story. We're not sure if he's going to get traded, but Trevor Story watch for me is certainly in play here. As the Rockies said, they would not entertain trade talks in the first half of the season, but now it's fair game. Patrick Saunders here to discuss it further with us, our Rockies insider from the Denver Post, presented by Bet River Sportsbook. Patrick, I know we've talked about this throughout the season, but where does your gut tell you this lies right now as we approach late July and just about a week and a half before the Major League Baseball trade deadline?
Yeah, Zach, you're right. And we talked about this ad nauseum. And I've really switched my feelings on this, particularly after talking to folks during the All-Star break and then talking to interim GM Bill Schmidt last week. If you had asked me a month ago, I would have said that the Trevor Story deal is going to get done. Now I'm not so sure. I'm actually leaning more that he stays until the end of the year, and here's why. The way Bill Schmidt phrased it to me, and he said, which got a lot of people upset, but he said, listen, we're not some farm system for somebody else. And what he meant by that is we're not just going to give away Trevor's story. And because Trevor has not played that well, especially recently, because a number of contending teams don't need a shortstop necessarily, and because the Rockies, you know, they don't think they're necessarily going to get full value for Story by July 30th, they may just decide to hold on to him and have him play out the year and then just get the compensatory draft pick. So I've switched my tune on that. I thought for sure he'd be gone. Now I'm not so sure.
How much, Patrick, is there any part of this that is, hey, they're under new management, they've got a bunch of different people that have left the organization, from scouts and a GM and assistant GM, and is any of this like, hey man, under new management, like we don't necessarily have the pieces in place to understand everybody else's situation, everybody else's minor league system? We're going to wait until we rectify that and put people in place before we start making business decisions baseball wise.
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I would say that's probably not the reason. At least that's the vibe I get from the Rockies front office now. I have asked around and said, listen, I mean, are things in kind of a disarray? As you mentioned, you know, they lost two of their assistant GMs, and then, of course, Breidich left in late April, and now you have Bill Schmidt, the interim GM, but Rockies insist, no, that's not the case. They have a handle on this. They know what's out there. They're open to offers if teams make them. But as far as I know, no team has made a significant offer yet. So I think it's a fair question, but I'm not sure that's the reason, or the main reason why the Trevor Story deal might not get done.
And Patrick Saunders is with us, our Rockies insider, presented by Bet River Sportsbook. What, you know, I've thought about this off and on, but I've never really asked the question or talked with you about it, Patrick. It feels like the Rockies are in a lose-lose situation optically when it comes to Trevor Story. Because if you trade him, it's one of these things where, like, you traded Trevor Story and Nolan Arenado in the same year. How could this organization be so disjointed or incompetent even? And then if you don't trade him, it's like you had this asset, as good as he is, three-time All-Star, two-time Silver Slugger. I mean, and you couldn't move him and try to get a haul for him. So it feels like the Rockies are in a bit of a lose-lose just from an optic standpoint. What do you think of that?
I think that's fair. I do think from an optic standpoint, not necessarily a business standpoint, but from an optic standpoint, you're right. And I think, in my opinion, that's one of the problems with this organization, and why I think it really needs to change direction. They've got to understand and be truthful about who they are. And, you know, if they'd really been proactive, realizing that Trevor Story was unlikely to, you know, re-sign with the team once the team started playing so poorly over the last few years, they probably should have traded him before this, like last winter. But they didn't, and now they're stuck in this situation. And I think the problem is the Rockies fall in love with their stars, and I think a lot of this goes to Dick Monfort. They fall in love with their stars. They like the team. They like the drawing power of them, thinking the fans love to watch a Nolan Arenado, a Trevor Story, a Charlie Blackman, et cetera. And that's all well and good, but then when it comes to the business side of it, you get, you know, stuck between a rock and a hard place, which is where they are right now. And I think sometimes the Rockies almost cater to the fan base too much. And I mean, I know that sounds contradictory, but then they get in this mess because, you know, we heard what, at the end of the 2019 season, when the three heads of the Rockies, Bud Black, Jeff Breidich, and Dick Monfort, sat down with the media, and my first question out of the gate was, you know, Nolan Arenado says this feels like a rebuild. What do you guys think? And I don't know if you guys remember that presser, but
I do. Yep.
You know, I got some pretty angry responses, particularly from Jeff Breidich and also from Dick Monfort. They were ticked off that I asked the question, but it was a question that needed to be asked at the time. And now here we are, you know, at the end of 2021 or nearing toward it. And it was exactly the right question at the time. And it's exactly why Nolan Arenado wanted out. So the Rockies, they just, to me, they're not bold enough. They seem to want to be, to have everything both ways. And you just can't do that unless you're the Dodgers or the Yankees or one of the big market teams.
One last one for me, you know, since we're on this trade talk and you don't think now Trevor is moving, one guy that seems to have value, especially here in the last, I don't know, five starts, John Gray's been outstanding. He really seems to have figured it out, right? And so I would think that you said there's not a lot of shortstop or not a lot of teams need, contending teams need shortstops, but everybody needs a starting pitcher. So what about John Gray? Could we see him get moved?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a possibility. The only caveat to that would be this. The Rockies know that Trevor Story is not going to re-sign. They still have hopes that John Gray might be open to coming back. Even if he reaches free agency, he still might sign back with the Rockies. And John has said he loves it here. He's one of the few guys who seems to embrace Coors Field, which is a rare thing. So I think if the deal comes along, the Rockies do have to move him. So I would think the chances of Gray being traded are probably better than Trevor right now. But at the same time, the chances of John Gray hanging around long term are much, much better than the chances of Trevor Story. Now, I'm not saying, I haven't heard that there are negotiations going on for some long-term deal with John. I'm just saying that he has left the door open to coming back to Colorado, whereas Trevor Story has not.
So, and just to recap that, Trevor Story is not open to coming back to Colorado?
Everything I've been told, no. No, there is no, from everything I've been told, Trevor Story is going to test free agency, and I don't think the Rockies are in his plans.
Okay. I guess that shouldn't be shocking, really, to any of us, but interesting nonetheless. Patrick, we appreciate your time, and we'll check in with you a little bit later in the week.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. There's our Rockies Insider presented by Bet River Sportsbook.